Holy shit, welcome to the queue. Back to the queue overtime 136.
Does that help?
Mark Bland.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joe Vaughn, my main black man,
absolutely,
Bibbs. That's right. As well as little Bobby.
Oh, shit.
Who's not so little. He's big Bobby now. Bob.
I'm a big ass man.
Bob Hickman is joined us here today as well. And I've got some overtime only stories. What do you got there, Bobby? You said you had something you wanted to talk about on the main show, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it.
So a new study has been released by the National Academy of Sciences that says men with smaller testicles are more nurturing to their children.
Jovan is more nurturing to his child than you and me, by far.
That explains why I'm a tough father, man.
Hey, let's ask that question, okay? We're talking about the black questions, black-white questions, okay?
Yeah.
It's always a well-known thing that black men have huge penises, but do they have big balls too, or is it just smaller balls but big penises?
What's that dude's name in the porn industry?
I'm not sure. Which
Long
one?
Long John Silver?
No.
Long Schwong Silver?
Mandingo?
Mandingo.
Mandingo.
Hey, look, Martin knew that. I don't know.
Not saying I've watched particularly a large amount of his movies.
You watched it before.
You watch Bobby. Yeah, you like small balls.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
hacky sack size? Or
Jovan, go back, please.
Well, with me,
please take this back.
I can only comment on myself, man, and I'm not really going to comment on my balls in a room with two guys.
Right, of course.
But what I would say is
I'm not small and supple. I get it.
Oh, man.
it's okay, man. We're all funny. We're all funny. We've actually put on more comedy in this room tonight than tonight. I keep saying tonight, man. It's the middle of the day. We've put on more comedy in this room than St. Louis has put out in the last 3 years between all the comedians at the same time.
Unfortunately, so I think that's a
true
statement.
I really believe that.
That's a good thing. And, I want to come back, man. You know,
I want you to come back.
Time, man.
Can you bring your small balls with you?
I'll bring them. You want me to bring them, Bobby?
With these two big nuts over here, we've only got just a little bit of room.
Oh, man, he said these big nuts.
What were you saying? You were trying to say something. I don't want to.
I really forgot when y'all started talking about balls and nuts. That kind of threw me off. But, hey, man, I want to come back, man, for real.
I want you to come back
on
the show.
Can we have strippers?
I think it was a great
show. In here?
Of course we can have strippers in here.
We can make some phone calls.
Not have some strippers in it. What's the name of the joint we're starting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dang.
Tits and more.
Tits and
more. But it's all together.
It's just Joe Vaughn with his hands.
No. It's not just me. It's all of us. We got to.
It's the three of us.
Like the three stooges, we're going to have our hands all out.
Can we do a reverse Oreo? White, black, white, like you in the middle?
I'll be more comfortable on the outside, man.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it because we got bigger balls?
I think it should be more like big balls, small balls. Big balls.
I just don't want to brush up against anybody. I think that's.
I understand. Dude, we're not asking you to get naked and touch us.
I don't know what I'm saying.
We just want to know how big your balls are.
It just seems like that might be where you
could
be
a little over the top.
Hey, but I'm gonna get a strippers on trade, so we don't have to pay for it.
Craigslist.
So technically, the story goes is that people with small testicles are more nurturing.
Correct. They're nicer to their kids and. They'll do more for their kids if they have a smaller
you
package.
You must have the smallest package of all, Bob.
Oh, you're a nurturing guy, man.
You should hear the stories he tells me.
Oh, man, you're a nurturing guy.
I love my kids, but when it comes down to it, I'm an asshole to them, actually.
My wife
even told me.
Why are you an asshole to your kids, bro?
I don't know, because that's the way I was raised.
Don't be an asshole. Man. Don't be like them. You
get
hated that.
Get some small nuts.
I did.
You hated that. Why would you do that to them?
I don't know. I guess it's
okay.
Just...
I don't want to hear no more stories about that at all. I think that's not right.
I don't think it's.
Don't
I don't
be
think
an
it's
asshole
right.
to your kids.
I don't think it's. I don't think
I'm
it's
not a complete.
And don't be an asshole
to
Javon's kids anymore either.
For real,
I promise I won't.
He flung my son across the room like a Chucky doll.
If he didn't want the damn hotel party, we wouldn't have a problem.
Freaking hotel party. Okay. I got a story here that I think is going to be very entertaining for all of us. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
We've been together for a couple of months, Mark. Everything else is pretty good. We're both pretty nerdy and introverted and have similar values on most things. I very much like hanging out with my boyfriend, and we have a good dynamic of flirting and teasing. He isn't as desiring of physical contact as I am, cuddling, but it ramps up when he wants sex. Now here comes the problem. Here's where the problem starts. He's never done oral sex on a partner, but will accept it. He barely does manual stimulation and is pretty much only interested in having missionary position, sex, and then ignoring me. I can't get off with him that way because he's done in about 30 seconds. I finished exactly once out of the 10-something times we've had sex. Okay, so this dude's done in 30 seconds, but out of the 10 times, at least one of those times you were able to get off in 30 seconds. I want to meet that chick because that chick can get off in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. I probably can at least get her off four or five more times, I would hope.
I'm going to say two more times.
At least two more times.
You set the bar too high.
Small, supple, four or five is, small supple balls can't really hit a lot. I get it.
Right, so, I'll take the small balls there. I'll take it.
I claim those. Yeah.
I gave him some leeway at first because he claimed he was incredibly inexperienced, but he flat out does not want to do oral sex. Does foreplay as he means to get sex and then does nothing at all after he's done. It leaves me feeling incredibly used and unhappy. Is it unreasonable for me to lay down an ultimatum? And if I do, how should I? Can I flat out say, will you make an effort to get me off during sex or we're done?
I think she just needs to push him away and like flip over or something. She's complaining about just doing missionary.
I think, you totally can put an ultimatum out there. I mean, like here's the thing. Only do the ultimatum though if you're basing your entire relationship on sex.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if the sex is so overridingly important, like, I'm married.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get into the sex life of me and my wife.
Right.
But,
right,
you know, I know a lot of married couples. You start off hot and heavy when you're young and when you're first dating and everything's great. And for the first few years, it's all hot and heavy. Then you get married. It's still hot and heavy. But then slowly you have kids and things like that. Life moves forward. And you're not as hot and heavy having sex as much.
Right.
At that point, I'm not turning to my wife going, well, we don't have sex as much as we did 10 years ago. So guess what? You're out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
We're getting a divorce or else. You know, so unless sex is the over-encompassing thing that you have to worry about, don't give them the ultimatum. There's got to be other things in the relationship.
I think I'm going to try a little bit harder, man. Because, like, you know, like as I said before, guys, we like to – women tell us what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We probably wouldn't tell y'all that, like, hey, you're a little bit dry. I don't like the way you feel. Use some calamine lotion or something because I need this to change. Like we wouldn't come at y'all. Right, calamine lotion. you use it on poison ivy and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, but no, I would say it just kind of tell them if anything. Like, can we try something a little different? I mean, you know, it just seems like when you come, it's 30 seconds. Then, like, you know, you watch Sports Center. I mean, can we do something a little different? You got it. She got to let him know. She had that.
Maybe he needs to watch SportsCenter or something while it's happening, so that he can get his mind off of
thinking. Good thinking.
And last a little bit longer.
Good thinking.
I actually dated a girl where I had to do that.
For real?
Yeah.
You had to watch sports? Was this like the George Costanza thing where you wanted to do eating and sex at the same time?
No. So she was super hot. Oh, she was super hot, and I didn't want to only last like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. So I was like,
But see, for
do you mind
me,
if I put
never,
SportsCenter on?
Yeah, but for me, it's never the visual aspect. You see, once it's going on, it's the feeling. Like, the feeling. Like, I could watch SportsCenter all day.
It is.
It's only going to last as long as it's going to last for me.
It is the feeling, but when you break your arm, okay, or you hurt yourself, don't you try and make yourself think about something else? So you try and get yourself off the thought of the feeling, so you watch SportsCenter, and you're like, oh, damn, check out that pass by Peyton Manning.
That definitely doesn't work for guys.
It does for me. Like, when you talk about not, like, busting fast, I used to do this. This is real stupid, but I used to do it. If I'm smashing, and I thought I was going to bust, first off,
you would picture Jesse Taylor out of nowhere?
Oh, man. Oh, no. Never. No, but either I would pull out or while I was doing it, you have to think about – so I used to think about an old naked woman. Yeah, old naked woman in the doorway. And it was just so weird in my mind. I'm like, oh, that's stupid. Like, but I'd be lasting like longer, dude. It helps. Try it. Think about an old naked
woman. What if I like old ladies though? Like, what
then
if
it's
I'm
not gonna work?
That?
You got to think about old
well,
naked,
shit,
old naked men.
I'm just gonna have to think about small black men's balls.
Old naked men.
All right, let's move forward. I got a couple questions here before we get out of here on overtime. What's a time when you thought you had a very slim chance at something, succeeding at something? But just went for it and actually ended up succeeding heavily.
When I was sleeping with this girl.
Yeah, he
and
did.
I had to watch SportsCenter.
Right.
You really didn't think you had a chance with her?
No, I didn't, actually.
And how'd that work out? Like, obviously you nailed it. I'm just saying, like, was it a relationship or was it?
Oh, no, it was just like a
one-night stand?
2 or 3 time thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Real hottie, huh?
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
What about you?
I would say when I... kind of the same scenario when I thought I was going. I tried to talk to a female. She turned me down. But then, like, dude, I say about a month later, was just on me super hard. I smashed, we smashed, and it was great. Yeah, you know.
And it was great.
Yeah.
Super
smash.
Yeah,
I had a ball. Thanks, T.I. Pac.
That's my new name.
T-Pac.
T-Pac.
T-Pac. Great job, T-Pac.
It's my alias.
Throwing the word smash in there over and over.
Let me see.
Okay.
Super Smash Brother.
If I only gave you one episode of a show to get me hooked on.
Okay.
Any series, which one would you show me? You know what's really funny is we basically had this conversation in regards to Doctor Who out in the parking lot last week.
The Blink episode.
There's a Blink episode. It's called Blink. It's part of Doctor Who. And if you ever wanted to get, like, any Doctor Who fans out there always say, you got to watch the Blink episode to try to hook people. So think of your favorite television shows. If there's one episode of a television show to get somebody hooked, like one of my favorites was Roseanne. That was one of my favorite TV shows.
Great show.
Right. If there's one episode that I would recommend someone to watch to get them hooked to Roseanne, I would probably the one where Darlene catches DJ whacking off and catches him in his room, and they just keep trying to like catch him over and over throughout the episode.
Yeah.
Like, it was really, really well done and really, really funny.
Uh-huh.
So I think that would be a great episode. If I was to pick one of my more favorite shows now,
that's so
to
hard.
Get somebody hooked. The problem is I watch so many of these shows like Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones where you have to watch episode to episode to learn about the character.
Right.
To understand the importance of the episode.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's an episode in Game of Thrones called the Red Wedding.
Red Wedding.
Okay. A lot of people don't know about this episode. Well, a lot of people who love the books and stuff know about the episode.
Right.
But the problem is the Red Wedding doesn't have any impact or influence in your liking of Game of Thrones more or less unless you know the story that leads up to the Red Wedding.
Uh-huh.
The Red Wedding episode, amazing. One of the greatest pieces of cinema I've ever seen put to TV. Problem is, you've got to know the story leading up to it or else it has no impact. And I think there's a lot of shows that are like that nowadays.
Well, I'm obsessed with the Big Bang Theory and
that's a good one. Anything that's sitcom-based that or there's show, independent ones.
That show, probably the episode where they all go to the Halloween, or they're all, it's for Halloween, and they're all dressed up as different characters, like, of the Justice League, just because it was so comical, and they got the super gorgeous Kaylee Cuoco to dress up as Wonder Woman. For some reason, that episode is just what really stands out to me, because it kind of shows their nerdiness, and it kind of brings everything together. From The Walking Dead, which you're obsessed with, too, The Walking Dead, I would probably say,
yeah, but see, that's another one of those shows where you got to kind of watch episode to episode but so that you know the story.
But if you get one with a lot of episode with a lot of action on it, that might get someone's attention.
Season finale of the second season, I would say, is a great
what
episode.
What happened in that one?
That's the episode where the black girl, Michonne, debuts.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a great episode.
I know what those things, when she had the zombies on the...
I don't know, like, you know... what would be a good catch on The Walking Dead for me would probably be, you know, the gang one. The one where they run into the gang in Atlanta in the first season. Like, that episode, it's a part of The Walking Dead.
Right.
But it's kind of like outside of the normal storyline that they're dealing with. I think that might be a good one for The Walking Dead to get people to see what it's about. They don't have to really know the story, but they can kind of catch. That's what I'm saying. When you can start talking about Breaking Bad and all those shows.
That's why the episode that I was talking about was so great, because you don't really have to have a lot of backstory. You just know in this episode, they're living on this farm. Zombies have taken over this farm, and they're all trying to escape. And somehow a couple of people are separated from the group, and then the girl, Michonne, comes in, saves Andrea, and then that's where it stops.
Okay. I guess quick spoilers for everybody out there. Last thing we're going to talk about before we get off of here.
Okay.
We're talking about Walking Dead. It's coming back.
Right.
Here in just a little bit.
October 14th.
What's your favorite Walking Dead moment in the TV series to this date? What is your favorite
one? When Rick shot Shane.
That was a good one.
That wasn't bad.
When Merle was a zombie, like, you know, when his brother found
when he came back, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I was like, I felt bad, but I was like, it was a pretty dope moment because he looked dope kind of as a zombie with the thing on his arm and stuff like that. So.
The one that caught me that really was like, I really love this show, really good episode, is either the one where they find the black guy from the first season who he gives the walkie-talkie to?
Yeah. I still ain't seen the episodes yet, man.
Are you shitting me?
I promise the guy. I think this one of the ones I missed. I went back and tried to find it. Dude, I don't know.
It's like the last three episodes of the last season that we just had.
It kind of was one, its own episode,
that
too.
One or the one where Rick's wife gives birth.
Lori. That was going to be
Lori,
the other one.
Lori gives birth. That episode kind of blew my mind.
Kind
of caught me off guard. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to first off, I want to thank Jovan Bibbs.
Thank y'all, man.
Thank you so much for coming on here. Jovan Bibbs on Twitter, JOVANBIBBS.
Yeah.
On Twitter. I'm Mark Bland, at Mark Bland, MARKBLAND, as well as...
I'm Big Bobby. You can check me out at CC's Papa.
Also, don't forget to check out theqnow.com. All of our social media is there. We live tweet during the shows, all that good stuff. If you have any questions, contact page, all that great stuff. Always available at theqnow.com. Click on the banner at the bottom to help out the show. I want to thank everybody who's, especially Austin Aries, too, for being on the main show. That was really awesome of him. So we will see you guys next time on The Q. That does it for us here on Overtime.
Peace.